So the seminar committee has worked very diligently and very hard over the many weeks. You know, you have to know that until like 24 hours or 48 hours before we came here, some individuals were not registered yet. So until the last moment, we have to wait. We have to wait until the last moment. I have no idea why. So please, those who waited until the last moment, so let's next time we do better, okay? Because we need to inform the sisters here how many meals they have to prepare, how many rooms they have to prepare, etc. So the seminar committee, I am very appreciative to them. Father Nicholas Speyer, hold your applause until the end, please. So Father Nicholas Speyer, registration and room assignment. I think I didn't hear any complaint about this area. Father Stephen Howell, treasurer. Father Nathan Thompson, retreat center liaison, on-site registration and facilitator for the seminar. So you saw, you know, like Father Aspire is quiet, Father Howell is quiet, Father Nathan is like all over because he is holding like a big responsibility to please the Metropolitan, to please everyone, to make the announcement. And so we saw Father Nathan more than anyone else, but all of them, they worked together as a team. And last but not least, Father Michael Habib, communication. So this is another hard area. As I said, you know, like he was keeping me posted that some individuals until the last moment, they were not, you know, like still like sure whether they send their registration or not. So we don't need like any difficulties. Others to thank, celebrating clergy. They are wonderful, as always, for 20 years. Those who are gifted with music and with liturgical knowledge and everything, so they prepared everything for us. And I appreciate all of them, those who usually we mention their names. Now, the new priests served this year. Father John Mahfouz, he did a good job. Father Ambrose Perry, the one who spoke to us a few minutes ago, did a good job. I am happy for their confidence, and they know what they are doing. The deacons also did a good job. Deacon John or Ivan from Saskatoon, Deacon Andrew Bardwell from Alaska, Homer, and Deacon Thomas Hernandez from Riverside, and Deacon Vasily Hinkle, and Deacon Jeremiah Volman, the one who served this morning. And all of them, they did a wonderful job. So now, the cantors, as I said, under the direction of Father Timothy Backlick. So now we give all of them a big hand, please. So Father Patrick O'Grady, beside being with the cantors, he did the chapel for us, that chapel set up. And I'm very glad that in this room, you know, like always I was looking around me and to see something familiar to us and didn't find it in the past years. This year, look what we have here. We have the most beautiful icons behind us. So we are surrounded by their protection. As usual, we have a very quiet person, but he is like doing a wonderful job. That is the unknown soldier. That is Deacon Stephen Bambakidis, audio recording. Thank you very much. So don't forget to keep praying for Father Paul and for his recovery. And today I heard that Father Edward Hughes' mother passed away. I think her name was Charlotte. So make sure that the right name, and remember her like for 40 days in your prayers. And may God rest her soul in peace. Now, Charlotte? Okay. So, beloved in Christ, while Father Rene talking about altar boys today, just like a observation, I will tell you how sensitive this matter could be for them, for the little ones, and for the clergy, and for the parents as well. One day, in one of the churches, there were many altar boys. Maybe they were noisy a little bit, and so someone asked them to go out and not to serve. And they were offended by that, and they were crying. And next Sunday, I saw them not serving in Parish Life Conference. I saw them like standing with their grandma, and I called them like they were looking at me as if like they expected me to call them. So I said, "Come." So they came to me, and I said, "Why you're not serving today?" And although they know how to serve, so I said, "Why you're not serving today?" "Oh, they don't want us to serve anymore. They kicked us out from the altar last time and whatever." I said, "Okay, take it easy. You will go behind the altar and serve. And if anyone will ask you to leave the altar, tell them you are my personal altar boys." So they were so happy to hear that, and they went and served and everything. So their mom later, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, she said to me, "They were introducing themselves to everyone that they are the bishop's personal altar boys." It's cute, huh? About something else we face all the time, you know, like we see it all the time. When Father Irene was talking about the beauty of the service and how to pay attention to the children around us and not to offend them, not to drive them away from the service, and we can talk to them in some language. So many of you ask me if like they are receiving. Many of you in the parishes ask me that you are receiving some questions from the people, that can we bring our animals to the church, for example. So always we hear this question, because it happened to me. Like a young lady was carrying a very white, hairy dog. I don't know what kind of dog. She said to me, "Sayyidna, can you convert him to Orthodoxy?" I said, "Look, I know how to convert people, but believe me, I don't know how to convert, you know, dogs." Then she said to me, "Give him your blessing and we'll go." I said, "Let me give you my blessing and it's enough." So we expect something like this everywhere. But we have to listen to the wisdom behind that. Always there is a wisdom behind that. The church is not, as I said, is not just the building, but the people with all their matters and problems and stories and everything. Just like find a wisdom how to embrace everyone and not to drive him away. Even when they raise like something doesn't belong to us or doesn't belong to the church. But to them, I am sure it is very dear. So that's why they express it in some way, because it is dear to themselves. Now, I think And I believe that we are deeply grateful to Father Irenae for his sacrifice of many hours and days in preparation and delivering of these magnificent presentations he has entitled The Sheep and the Shepherd. Father's teaching on the nature of pastoral ministry is marked not just by his obvious eloquence and professional learning, but by its solidity and breadth, and chiefly by its fidelity to the Church's sacred tradition. Father Irenae has generously scattered many pearls of patristic wisdom upon us. And now our souls and our pockets and our brains are full and we are rich. As though a member of our own brotherhood, he has both inspired us and challenged us to serve the Lord and his sheep as faithful shepherds. This is the way I describe or I wrap up his teaching. Beloved in Christ, it's unfair to leave from here without being very attentive to everything we heard. He said it that like ritual, being ritual is something and being spiritual is something else. Being ritual, you can lead for a short time. Because we have everything in our life as ritual. But we need spiritual leaders. We need spiritual shepherds in order to heal any situation among the sheep. It's bad, it's sad, it's very unfair to leave from here without getting everything he said. And it would be also unfair if we go back home just like we become again ritual and nothing else. You know, he's a scholar. He's our friend. He has become a friend to our archdiocese. And we have a great respect for him and for his teaching and skill God has given him. So let us take it seriously. Let us embrace it with joy. Let us go back with our notes, remember everything, and apply everything teach our people, because we need to heal them from being ritual into becoming spiritual. When it's time to produce the CDs again, you know, like these are CDs not for commercial or for business, but for us. Because, you know, like no matter how much like notes we took, how much like we could remember, but still like we will miss a lot of his teaching. So therefore these CDs, you know, for us, while we are driving, while we are like sitting in our bedrooms or in the living room with the family, so we can listen, we can teach our families, we can teach our children, we can teach ourselves, because teaching will never stop. Prayer and teaching will never prayer and learning will never ever stop in our life. You know, when you are leading your parishes, not out of fear of the bishop of the metropolitan, that is nothing. So let us have only the fear of God, whether we are doing it faithfully, piously, patiently or not. So as like I am in charge of your salvation, as your souls, of your souls, you are in charge of the souls and the salvation of the people under your care. So don't let any fight deviate you or distract you or deviate you from what you are doing in the parish. Heal it with, there are millions of ways to heal it. But the main ministry you have is this, how to lead this sheep into the kingdom of God. So it's not like a big deal for me, the Metropolitan, to leave his office in New York and come to here to be in the seminar here, because I learned a lot over the past few days. I learned a lot. And I need someone to teach me. I need someone to inspire me. So thank God for our brotherhood. Thank God for all the blessings bestowed upon us, the earthly ones, the brotherhood and food and nature and beautiful weather and this lovely friendship, fellowship, and the heavenly ones. So we are so blessed. We have many, many things, many good things. So we finish with this, and we finish with this prayer, if you like. Please stand up. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. O Lord, who bless those who bless Thee, and sanctifiest those who put their trust in Thee, save Thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Preserve the fullness of Thy church. Sanctify those who love the beauty of thy house. Glorify them in recompense by thy divine power. And forsake us not who put on thee. Give peace to thy world, to thy churches, to the hierarchs, to the priests, to the deacons, to our loved ones, and to all civil authorities, and to our armed forces, and to all thy people, for all good giving and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from thee, the Father of lights. And unto thee we ascribe glory, thanksgiving, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Amen. Through the prayers and intercessions of the Mother of God, the Holy Theotokos, and Saint Blaise and his companions, and all the saints, of all the saints whose commemoration we celebrate today, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loveth mankind. Amen. Amen.
the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us.